Welcome to Toronto. Democracy shirking, fear-mongering, women's rights abusing Stephen Harper invites us all to watch rich people talk to rich people about how to save the world from rich people. This June, the G8 G20 circus is coming to town. Once again, billions will be spent so that politicians, lawyers, and big businessmen can assure us that the world is in safe hands. Like a song for Haiti, we'll be told that the few can be many. From the 21st to the 27th of June, the people of Toronto, Turtle Island, invite the whole world to sing a different song. Toronto, from Jane and Finch to Parkdale, Rexdale to Malvern, the inner colony run by the institutions of economy, where schools banish children, governments banish schools, employers degrade and profit from the exploitation of women, migrant workers bleed dry, indigenous peoples pushed aside, humiliated by laws that line the pockets of the wealthy under their corporate sky. Welcome to Toronto, where the welfare line grows almost as quick as a gap between the rich and the poor, where a welfare check won't get you a roof, let alone food. Welcome to our streets. $3 from A to B. They will deny disability because time waits for nobody. The city behind the tower, it ain't free. Welcome to the streets choked by big businesses, gut rot, where doctors of color work taxis, the factories, where women work the homes of the wealthy to try to keep their children healthy, to try and find opportunity in the land of the plenty on a belly starved empty. Welcome to urban apartheid. Streets partitioned by police, security, immigration officials, and CCTV. The city's paramilitary and their bedtime buddy, the TV, wage war on the homeless, the youth, the sex worker, the black male in the hoodie, the faces that make their label poverty. Welcome to streets where the G8 G20 feeds, where their hatred economy breeds the knives that kill our children, the laws that pollute our food. Welcome to the fence streets, where the powers that be underestimate the powers of you and me, where we are rewriting the world's destiny, for in the cracks and the concrete we find sustenance. In the name of tomorrow, we return these streets to global family, to those who wish her free. In these streets, no one is illegal. Another world is possible, and it's here, and it's now, and it's a party. We don't need no song from no celebrity. We won't be sung to sleep. Their songs won't heal the world because we have our own words, our own flag, and it's unfurled. We are the people, we are the beat that run trains around capitalism stupidly. Our world needs you. Let the G8 G20 hear you. We are the man.